Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
It is when you're moving that you'll never become a stationary target, and it's hard for the devil to hit you when you're moving in the things of God. Don't let bitterness stop you. Don't let anger stop you. Don't let issues stop you and stop you halfway up the mountain looking back at what you came out of, because the devil will have you becoming a monument and not a movement into the mountains to be what you need to be today. We need these disciplines to be successful, efficient, and excellent.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Disciples of Stewardship. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 5 through 10.
The last book of the Torah. The last book that Moses writes, chapter 29 of Deuteronomy, verse 5 through 10. And the word of the Lord reads like this: During the 40 years that I fed you through the desert, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet. You ate no bread and drank no wine or other fermented drink, and did this so that you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you reached this place, Sihon king of Bashan and Og king of Bashan came out to fight against us, but we defeated them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, carefully following the terms of this covenant, so that you may prosper in everything you do. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Give close attention to verse 9. Carefully following the terms of this covenant, so that you may prosper in everything you do. By following the terms of the covenant, you can prosper in everything that you do. As I continue, Financial Liberty 2022, how do we have breakthrough in all of this? By talking about stewardship, because this is the message for the hour. You will see the victory. Your discipleship and your stewardship work hand in hand. From the subject, The Disciples of Stewardship, part 2. May God meld your mind, your time, your talent, your energy, your faith, the way you manage your family and your finances. God will bless you. The two are inseparable, your discipleship and your stewardship. Father, I thank you for the stewardship of believers, the managerial skills of our own lives, for we're our own company. We're the CEOs of our own company, which is our lives. So I thank you for the CFO of our life, that person that looks at how money is spent and how resources are managed. And I pray that as we manage another's, that you would bless us ourselves. Think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay as an oracle, as a revealer of truth. For where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. I yield myself to you. Bless this moment, and we will give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I bless you and thank you for your attentiveness. The hour is getting late. And we've had some worship, but I believe God wanted us to stretch today. And I believe God wants us to stop being individuals and start being a church again. I'm beginning to see the people coming home. We haven't looked like this in several years. There used to be standing room only, both services. The pandemic tried to separate us. And some of you all let it happen. I see you in Walmart. I see you in Kohl's. You can come to church. I said you can come to church. If you ever went on a cruise during the pandemic, you can come to church. Amen. If you ever went on a vacation, you can come to church. And I believe God wants us to come home. Now, we may ask you to spread out a little bit more and ask you, but I'm asking you to stay in the building during this season and this time. Because the principle is, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. I don't care if you stand in the courtyard, put your ear up to that window, like do like the early church. I'll open up the doors. We'll open them all up so you can hear. Put a speaker out there if we have to. But you need to come to the grounds and come out of your cupboards and your homes and your hamlets and any excuses and start entering into the house of God again. For as often as you assemble yourselves together, you gain what?
Strength.
Without assembling, your strength is weakened. Just like if I had some tea, the tea bag should change the way the water looks and the flavor. But if I keep adding water to it, I would dilute and soften the flavor of the tea. If I keep adding to it, you won't taste the tea at all. And if you keep adding the world's water to your life and do nothing to shift it, to change it, nothing to keep yourself grounded, your bag will lose its flavor. Tea bag can't change a river. And you got an influx of stuff coming through you. You will not be effective in what you do unless you start coming to the house of God again, as he said it, so you can gain strength. Amen. As I shared earlier, this is part two of the message that I started, and I pray that those of you that are watching on the internet and those of you that are on Facebook Live would like and share this feed. And if you took a photo of me, my book just came out, post it on your Facebook page and tell people to think about buying a copy and help me to get my message out. I'm not looking for resources. Actually, I'm in the hole on that. I'm looking to see if people can grab the message that the Comforter is here. And I believe the Holy Spirit had me to pen and put it on paper, the things that you're going to read. So please read it yourselves. We may do a book study here at the church, just like we did with John Bevere. I got a pastor out in Houston, Texas, that's taking his leaders through the book. And so we need to do it as well. But I wanted you to hear some things that the Spirit is saying to the church at 11 a.m. And I believe the Spirit of God is speaking to you and at 8 a.m. this morning. And please get that. Like and share if you were here and if you're watching the second message. Please help me on social media to get the word out. And then I'm going to say some things today that I believe will help to stir you in God as well. If we worked together, if we had 100 of you to do that, you would see a shift, just 100. And I say it all of the time, and sometimes I sound like a broken record, but people aren't listening. We had a wonderful leadership meeting on yesterday. It was off the chain. And if the leaders begin to flow as we're asking leaders to do, and if they have any influence, you should follow the leadership of your church. Let's support it. We had a wonderful segment on communication, administration, wonderful segment for our MET, wonderful administration, wonderful admonishment from Pastor Sabrina. Wonderful from our security forces as well as our maintenance. great, great messaging on yesterday. And I had some words to say as well. And one of the things that we're believing God to do is to bring our leaders back together and our people together under one house. And we need to be influencers to help our people to do what God has called them to do. And it's difficult. It's getting more hard. It's harder to do that than it was 10 years ago because there's so many distractions today. And that these distractions have become idols in the lives of God's people. And it's hard to uproot an idol once it's established. That's why God told his people in Israel, do not allow anyone to worship false gods in the high places. Even after David died hundreds of years later, they still had those shrines in the hills. Some of the kings would try to reform it, but once it was established, it was hard to denude the land of idolatry. That's why you can't allow it to get into your life, because it's hard to uproot it. And so if Ludacris is your God, you'll be listening to him while I'm trying to preach to you. Why you all up in my ear talking that stuff I ain't trying to hear? Because you don't know me like that. I'm trying to preach to people that got idols in their head. That's why worship is so important. That's why the welcome here is so important. That's why everybody that greets need to have the Holy Ghost. Because you will help the screen attitudes when they come into the house of the Lord. And then the worship is so important. I'm going to see your victory. Why we have everybody singing and there's no choir trying to entertain you like we've done for so many years. People sitting there waving and moving back and forth to a choir that's singing. Oh, that's a good song. That's my mama's song. Your mama's song. Do you have a song? Do you have a mantra? You're living in the 21st century. Salvation is not based on what your mama did. You got to know him for yourself. You need to know who he is. You need to know that he's the God of the 21st century, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2027, 2030, and beyond. The welcome, the worship, and then the word. You're prepared for the word of God, and here we go. Much has been written and recorded over the years about routines and habits, behaviors. You can go into Barnes and Nobles and you'll pick up books, self-help books, motivations that will help you to get over. These habits and disciplines that we need are essential, or the essential disciplines of highly successful people. These things are essential if you're going to be efficient in life or excellent, to walk in excellence in life. You need to have habits interwoven into your behaviors. Christians need good habits. And one of the reasons why we came out of the world is not because we're perfect when we do, but we're trying to move toward God. And that's why in our church we don't teach perfection. Excellence doesn't mean perfection. It means attention to details. So you're beginning to look at areas of your life that you need God to overshadow you in and to champion. People who know God are still flawed, and that's why we're saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved, according to 1 John chapter 3. You were saved, you're being saved now, you're not done yet, and you will be saved. Salvation is prophetic, three-dimensional. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Salvation paths. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. Salvation future. It does not yet appear what we shall be. And everyone that hath this hope now will purify himself. Salvation present. In that one verse, we see salvation three-dimensional. So no one can put you in a box and say, well, I thought you say you were saved. You were, if you confess Jesus, but you're also being saved. And you will be saved if you stick with it. I said, if you stick with it. I said, if you stick with it. I said this morning, you got to have a don't stop, get it kind of anointing. Say it with me. Don't stop, get it. You know the term. You know the mantra. Don't stop. Get it. Get it. You got to keep on pressing. Keep on moving. Don't stop. No. You got to keep on moving. You don't stop. You're a monument and not a movement. Anybody that stops become a statue and birds land on you and they always leave droppings. It is when you're moving that you'll never become a stationary target, and it's hard for the devil to hit you when you're moving in the things of God. Don't let bitterness stop you. Don't let anger stop you. Don't let issues stop you and stop you halfway up the mountain looking back at what you came out of, because the devil will have you becoming a monument and not a movement into the mountains to be what you need to be today. We need these disciplines to be successful, efficient, and excellent. To be excellent Christians, efficient men. Every man wants to be more efficient, which means it takes less money to keep you working. The more efficient you are, you're able to run on fumes sometimes and keep on performing at a high level. Amen. It doesn't cost so much to keep you motivated. An efficient air condition takes less energy to run, and it keeps things cool. And you don't need all of that to keep things cool in your life. You got to be more efficient in the things of God. Women, God wants us to be, or you to be, more efficient in how you flow, more successful in how you move. And there is another level for all women. Can the women say amen? Amen. What about high achieving teenagers? And son, this is for you. I asked the man to sit next to you because you're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth a man's attention. And not just girls. Young man like you can get all kind of attention from girls. But you need a man to give you some attention and tell you that you're worth it. Because we honor fathers here, and we build up our brothers, and we raise and mentor our sons. And these young men need mentors to be highly efficient. We're not going to wait until he's old like me or older like me before we start teaching him principles. You need to know him right now. By the time you get my age, you look over your shoulder and you'll see how God has brought you from a mighty long way. And you'll remember that in this year, in this particular month, you heard a word from the Lord and God broke some things off of you and you begin to move forward. And God broke some things off of you while you sit next to Jeffrey Williams so you can move forward in the things of God. And that young girl back there, wave your hand in the air that God broke some stuff off of you. Wave it like you just don't care. God is concerned about you. Some of us have been saved a long time and we ain't moving, but God is reaching to these new people, these young people that need a word from the Lord that's moving forward in the things of God. And if you don't have young people coming to your church, it's already dead. We must reach the next generation. They must see the victory in God. Not in Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige. I like her now, don't get me wrong, but Mary J. Blige stretching it out. You need to see more than that. Fine, 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 fine. Ooh. That's right. I like Mary J. Blige, but she's stretching it out. You're over 50 years old. You need to raise up somebody else. We need to get somebody in the house of God. We need to stop trying to be divas up in here. We need to raise up young people. You want the young girls doing that? I got to say it because that was halftime, right? The whole world saw it. And we need to, you saw it too, right? I heard some of us, man, that was the best halftime I've ever saw in my life. Woo! I wonder why. It couldn't have been Snoop. It couldn't have been 50 Cent. He done came about 50 pounds. It had to be Mary J. Blige. Write it down. Stewardship is a part of your discipleship. And discipleship is a journey, not a destination. Stewardship is a part of your discipleship, and your discipleship is a journey, not a destination. You will always be in the discipleship mode. You don't just go through discipleship 101 and 102 here and you just throw it away. You start taking what you learned from those classes and applying them to your life. I was speaking to the discipleship leader on yesterday. We may be changing curriculum a little bit, but we're launching another class. Let's get back to becoming disciples and followers of Jesus, not secular, but sacred. As the pastor here, the senior pastor, working with my wife and also this ministry team, it is not easy to pastor during these times. There are so many distractions that we're dealing with today, especially for the youth. They have access to the forbidden fruit. You can eat from every tree except the tree that's in the midst. I'm amazed that Apple chose an apple with a bite in it. It's amazing to me that they saw something. Even in their logo. One of the worst things you can do is give an iPhone to a kid that's not ready for it. And leave them alone. That's lazy parenting. To leave them with an iPhone. What would you do with it? What would you do with it when you 12, 13 years old? What would you do with it, with the mind you had then? Of every tree you shall eat, except the tree that's in the midst, that one's mine. The day you eat of it, you will surely what? You're going to pine away if you get knowledge before time. If you're introduced to certain things before you're ready for it or matured. One day I'll let you eat from this one, but not now. How many of you are saying that to your teenagers? Not now for you. I know you want to hang out, but not for you. I got to put a barrier between you and this world because there's some things you're not ready to do. There are things that happened to me when I was your age, and I know what's out there. It's worse now. Anybody can pacify them with an iPad and an iPhone and a Mac because that's what they want and then leave them to themselves. You're killing them. You just kill me. For the day you eat of it, the day you eat of it, something starts happening in your soul. That's why young girls can hang around grown men and not be moved. Or young boys just take their shirt off and walk around women. And you think that's natural. There should be something in you that says, I can't do that around mothers. And they just walk around, just walk around because they've eaten from the forbidden. Glory to God. And so I opened up today, this morning, with two disciplines that I believe that God wants us to get if we're going to be a disciple or the disciple of stewardship. Number one is to be thankful. And I don't have the unction to preach it like I did this morning, but you need to be thankful. Thank him for everything. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks unto the Lord, for this is the will of God for you. Some of us are waiting for something else to happen. God said, you ought to thank me for what I've already done. I don't have to do anything else for you. But I need you to give me thanks. It'll change. It's an attitude of gratitude when you thank him for all that he's done up until this point. He doesn't need to do anything. I can see the victory, though. I can thank him for the things that he's going to do in advance. But that's not what he's asking you to do. Thank him for the small things. Thank him for the large things. Thank him for the obvious things. Thank him for the things that are not so obvious. Thank him for the things that are big and colossal. Thank him for the things that are infinitesimal and very small. The minute stuff that people wouldn't even notice. He said, I want you to thank me for that. Find something to thank me for. Look at your baby and say, my God, how fine you are. I thank God that he allowed me to be your parent.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Disciples of Stewardship, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2202-2011. That's reference number 2202-2011.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Registration for Vacation Bible School 2022 is open. It is time for our children to realize everyone has star power in Jesus with Shining Star 2.0. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app or log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. Calling all Abishai-inspired men, including young men and boys. Mark your calendar for Bishop's birthday breakfast and the regularly scheduled AIM monthly fellowship on Saturday, July 9th at the Tides Club, Patrick Space for Space. The cost is $25 and payments can be made at the communication and promotion counter or online at truthrevealed.org until Sunday, June 26th. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app for details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fish and Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.
Try.